The nation's number one talk station, 99.3 Nigeria. In full, good morning to you, Lagos, Nigeria. Yes, we're back on Dailies today, the second part, 7:32 from our studios. I'm Sharif Quadri.
And I'm Jimmy Disu. Good morning.
You can watch on our live stream on Facebook and on YouTube. That is Nigeria Info 99.3. On those two platforms, Nigeria Info 99.3. So let's start with this one here from the Vanguard newspaper. No need extending deadline for old notes, CBN.
I wonder why the CBN is stating this. I wonder why Emefiele is stating this in spite of a Supreme Court order. I think discretion could have dictated that he be quiet, at least until the Supreme Court now, you know, vacates the order today or otherwise. In as much as we appreciate the spirit in which this is done, the last thing we also want is a breakdown of law and order from the top, because a country whose leaders don't, if you don't agree with the courts, there are manners in which you can appeal. But this defiance, even though, you know, I understand the spirit and so on and so forth, at the very least, Emefiele could have held back. There's a way you can do it. You can parry, you can do all kinds of things. And silence is always golden at a time like this. So I'm not too happy with this. Now, I understand what is going on. Like I said, I don't think the main issue is with the exchange of notes. Anybody who is now attempting to exchange his old notes, having been given a three months, I mean, then you know the country that you are living in. To be honest with you, I wouldn't keep cash at home anyway. And so since you've been told, I think like November, if you're somebody who had bulk cash and you knew your onions, would quickly run to the bank and keep it, you know, maybe until the time when the new notes are flowing. So I'm not too happy with what Emefiele is saying here. And the story also says that the federal government has stated that it will take decision on the legality of the old currencies after the determination of the suit. I think that the determination of the suit is what is going to be the position. For you to say you'll take a position after determination of the suit is going to tell you whether to extend the time or not. So, you know, when we in public space, you have to be very clear and very tactical in the things that you do. And I don't want the government, despite its good intentions, I don't want the government to derail, you know, by giving the impression that you know, we're a lawless country. Shehu Garba says here, we wish to state that it is not true that the federal government or the CBN have taken a preemptive action on the legality of currency as a legal tender in view of the dependency of the case before the Supreme Court. The position of the government and the CBN will be made known upon determination of the suit coming up tomorrow. And the Vanguard also reports that there is a panic mop-up of Naira notes. It says, we have also noticed mop-up of notes. The CBN has also noticed that some of our leaders, mm-hmm, are buying the notes and storing them for whatever purpose, what they've started all over again. Here we go again. We have also noticed that some Nigerians are capitalizing on the time of transition to charge exorbitant fees. I think that's the business part of life, whether you like it or not. POS operators, they have a living. They probably don't get the new notes at value. So it's a value chain thing. But as time goes on, nobody should worry, it would disappear. And they say that the situation has substantially calmed down since the commencement of over-the-counter payment to complement ATM disbursement. I don't have any proof of that. But somehow, I think the queues at the ATM that I saw, mm-hmm, seem to have gone down. That I saw, and I can also say that I've seen people go in and out of a bank, unlike what we had, you know, in the past. Over time, I think it will come down. I like the government's though, but they should be a bit more tactical about it. We can't allow, which is the ultimate. You see, our survival as a nation depends on some of this. Where our politicians, in their ingenious manner, will be influencing votes with money and monetize everything and you know, create more problems for us as a country by corrupting our people. We won't allow that. And I'm glad the government is resolute on that. And so the CBN says that they reiterate the benefits of the Naira design, arguing that it had helped in reducing inflation and the moderation in exchange rates. I don't know what they mean by exchange rates. The black market is still the same. Because most transactions on the black market really now are done like account to account. Okay? Even if you still want to buy money on the black market. And then there are so many apps that are coming up that even allow this exchange without any cash transfer. You have Lemonade. You have so many of them now that are coming up where you can do these transfers and so on and so forth. So I don't know about that. As at last week, I don't think the pound had actually gone down. I think it was still at 9.20 or so. Sorry.
9.30.
It's gone up again.
I bought
at 9.20.
I bought at 9.30 last week.
I bought at 9.20. So why didn't you buy from me?
You have for sale?
Yes,
I didn't know.
If you had told me, if I bought at 9.30, man, no return the ring. I said it to you. You should have told me. And like I advised last week, if you have old Naira notes, try and find a way to smuggle them into the banking system because they're actually not accepting. He says banks and businesses owners in Abuja have stopped accepting the old 200, 500 and 1,000 Naira notes. And he says those who attempted to deposit old notes in their banks were told to take those notes to the CBN themselves. Now, where is the CBN in Lagos?
CBN in Lagos? I don't know.
Is it the same CBN on Central Lagos?
I don't know.
So if I have like 10,000, I will now go and learn.
Yes, yes. You first fill a form.
Okay, to stay. Many people will live. But why would anybody still be having bulk of old notes?
Oh, well, I don't know.
I think what it would be, those who have the bulk of these old notes, if you ask me, most of them can't account for where the notes. So they've been pussyfooting, waiting to see whether it would ease up and then bring in old notes on a daily basis. But they say that the politicians, they're mopping up these notes. Mm-hmm. That's a good business opportunity, I mean. So would you need 10
how?
How much did you buy?
What? I'm not saying.
Next time there's an opportunity, remember that your brother is here so that I too can have something to eat.
Hey.
Yesterday also on television, who is funding those civil societies?
You saw them?
I saw them. I suspect it's not really, because the kind of money, they're live on TV.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money. That is a lot of money. So I suspect they are pro-government people that have a way of funding this, the central bank funded. They had better give them new notes, though. So they came up and tried to make a case for government and so on and so forth. Okay, nothing spoiled. But let's bear it out. I think now most people now have found a way around this. It's a cross we have to carry, to be honest with you. It is well-intentioned. I believe so, until otherwise proven. It is well intentioned, and if it's a sacrifice, if women can wait 9 months to, you know, to have a baby and go through inconveniences of pregnancy, I mean, I don't see why not, because men cannot carry pregnancy for 9 months.
Mm-mm.
No way. This one I've been carrying for years. I've still finding a way to offload it.
Let's go to Daily Chots. 10 days to go. No cash yet for elections. INEC.
Yeah, I wonder why INEC is doing this. What are they preparing the grounds for? Because my common sense tells me that no matter the amount of cash that INEC needs, it can go grab it from the central bank.
Mm.
And the central bank have already said that they're going to cooperate with them. So why the alarm? Why the alarm? In this story, this is from the Trust. They keep talking about how they need cash to pay some people who won't accept transfer. They say that to 12,000 people in FCT, for example, who they will be paying 5,000 Naira each cash on Friday night. That's next Friday, okay? Some of the labor they will use, and so on and so forth. And they also say, also, will you not take a you will not take a security person's polling unit from morning till evening without giving him money to eat. And I don't think you expect him to go to the POS to withdraw the 1,000 naira you are going to give him. He however said that INEC, look at it now, however said that INEC was in discussion with the CBN to see how the problem can be addressed. He says this is an issue that is being at the highest level because it affects the whole election. From now, we are going to wait for the outcome of the negotiations and discussions that are ongoing, so we'll know exactly what is going on. But I remember Emefiele saying that look, they can have, and INEC is like a government, they can always get the cash from the, they can always make it available. And I don't think they want bulk cash. Why don't you make it so that in every state you come to the CBN of that state and go and collect the
and
money? This thing is easy. So why are you raising people's adrenaline over this issue? You know, Emefiele had already said that we will work with them. Even embedded in this story is the fact that you're working with them. So I don't like this headline. 10 days to go. No cash yet for elections. You know, it raises an alarm that I think the larger alarm is to make sure that this beavers functions and also to make sure that there's no violence.
Right. Right. Away from Daily Trust, let's go back to the Vanguard newspaper. Mm-hmm. The story is on page 13. Fanny Kayode, watch your utterances. DSS cautions political parties.
Well, this is an extension of yesterday. So the DSS have issued a statement. And I hope that, you know, there'll be lessons learned. He still has to keep reporting. I think they're keeping under certain checks. But it doesn't end with the spokesperson of the party. It also ends with you and I. Things that we post, the things that we say, there's a lot of hate speech going on. And God forbid, if you know the number of people that were picked up in Rwanda after everything had settled, you'd be amazed. The world is watching, and I'm now going to tell young people that you better watch it. Watch what you say. If you think because you've said it and time has passed, it can come back to haunt you in many ways. In many ways. So the DSS issued a warning yesterday, signed by the spokesperson, Dr. Afunaya. They said that political parties and their media managers must avoid comments that could lead to violence. Some things that have been said on some sides of the divide are very frightening. They're very frightening. They could fracture a very fragile country that we have, trying to pitch one side against the other. It's called genocide. People need to be careful. Don't get away. And the problem is that for the media managers, most of them, if not all, do these things to please their own candidates rather than for it to be effective. Because if all you do is to abuse people and brag and brag and brag, that's not going to make me vote for your candidate. I don't know why they don't get it. I'm looking forward to a time when this function will be handled by professionals. Professionals who would know, who would be temperate. But to go about abusing people and so on and so forth, I don't see what benefit there is in that. So this is a wake-up call to all of us to be very, very careful. Big Brother is watching you. Not that one that you are watching every day, no. Big Brother is watching you. And some people are going to be picked up after the elections. They just don't know. They just don't get it. And there was a story that made the rounds. I don't know the veracity of it.
Okay.
Of a guy who applied to work in a bank. Recently, I saw a post about 4 or 5 days ago.
Okay.
And something he tweeted 2 years earlier was shown to him.
Ooh.
That, so with this mindset, you want to come and work here. You see, you know the present, but you don't know what opportunities have for you, what opportunities you have in future. So don't run yourself down and think that I can't get any better than this, so I can throw in anything. No, you just don't know. So I went and brought the tweet for him that, look, this is from your Twitter handle. This is what it is. And there's no hiding behind the false name. David Hunden, is that the name of that journalist?
Yes.
He exposed one or two people recently, you know? So let's all be very, very, very careful in a bid to show our loyalty to our principal and so on, or to our candidate or whatever. encourage people to vote for your candidates, not insulting everybody inside and so on and so forth. He hates him, he does this, he does that. Anyway, usually when things like that happen. And you see, the truth is, if you get involved in things like that, it's a reflection of your mind and how empty you jolly well might be if all the argument you can put up is to abuse people, to be abusive.
Let's go to another story, this time back to the Daily Trust. Women kick against ban on bleaching creams, say men rejecting our color.
You'll be wondering whether this was from a Diabo media. No, it's on page 16 of the Daily Trust. And I'm surprised. There's a woman in Kano are frowning at NAFDAC's decision to ban importation and use of bleaching cream in the country. I have been a strong advocate trying to stop all this right from my youth, you know, because it leads to nothing but destruction. You can't convince me otherwise. Right from the days of Soyoyo, you know, when people used to use some very harsh bleaching creams in those days, and you come out with the black knuckles, and now it's gone to skin. Now I saw some surgery going on where they were peeling the skin, the way you know if you buy a brand.
Yeah, I think I saw. Yeah, I think so.
Then they were peeling the skin like that, a layer.
Oh no!
It is a prescription. It is a prescription for death. See, this is what I am told and what I think. Every time, if you're on YouTube, watch what I'm doing. Every time you put cream on your hand like this and you rub it like that, where does it disappear to? It goes inside. Okay? It goes into your bloodstream. Now, these bleaching creams have some very terrible chemicals that can lead to cancer and all kinds of things. We keep telling our women, they never listen. There is also, if you peel the upper layer of your skin, that's silly. It's like God has wrapped your skin for you to prevent it from the sun, from this and from that, and then you peel it and expose it. And the worst of it all is the lifetime of bleaching that I have seen that is tolerable, apart from the smell, is maybe a maximum of 10 years. In 10 years, if you imagine what you'll be looking like, you wouldn't even try it. So we are appealing to our ladies. You must have confidence in life. Okay? You must have confidence in life. One of the prettiest women I've ever seen, they are dark. Okay, so if some men like different strokes for different folks. If some men like the light skin, let them go look for light skin people. There is always somebody out there who will like you the way you are. It's a lack of confidence. It's a lack of confidence. You know, so what we're trying to do here is to advocate and to teach our people, please stop this nasty habit. You know, so, but the woman, listen to what one of the women said, the Kano woman. One of the women said, most men nowadays prefer women with light skin. That is where we are using creams. Look at that. all of you, if you don't know any fine woman, at least all of you knew Mariam Babangida.
Yeah.
Pretty woman, dark. You know, different, very fine. You know, so there are so many. Or come to my family. In my family, we are dark. We have some very pretty ladies there. One of the finest women I've ever come across in my life. What's her name?
Sheriff.
Black, fresh skin, you know. Okay, shame you are fine. I'm saying I will make a Google bleach.
You're fine. You're very fine.
You can't say otherwise because we are the same complexion. and the excuse of women also give it is not necessary. It is not necessary that we are using the creams for bleaching, but just to beautify our faces. So you have Coca-Cola body and Fanta face. Sorry, I had to use that analogy. Just to beautify our faces. Some creams are used wisely. Bleaching creams are never used wisely. You should run away. You should flee.
Once you start, you can't end.
Even the little you put, self. But I think the one that I can't tolerate at all is men that use bleaching cream. Oh, my
men,
God.
Abi.
Men. We once had a governor in the Second Republic. He used bleaching cream. I remember those days. And the worst part of it all is that most of those who use bleaching cream have a terrible odor. Mm. Terrible. I'm very sensitive to odors.
It's like you're still remembering those days. Let's take this story. The Punch's Hip editorial page. Doubts swell over 2023 general elections.
This is a full page. This is a full page editorial, and I think if you're just interested in it, there's nothing new that they're saying here. But they say that what is bringing all these doubts, the currency thing, the issue of security, and so on and so forth, lies mainly at the bottom of our politicians. Look at what they say here. Squarely, Nigerian politicians are to blame.
Okay.
Greedy, selfish, and unscrupulous, they operate with unbridled impunity. They refuse to learn from past mistakes and cannot be trusted with a basic task of holding credible elections. Such behavior has cost the country dearly. Political rascality bungled the first elections in 64 after independence. Similar criminality in the defunct Western Region elections in 65 led to a conflagration that eventually crashed the First Republic and facilitated the military's hijack of power in 1966. Politicians also killed the Second Republic in 83 through massive rigging of the 83 elections by the ruling party, which brought about yet another military intervention. So the punch says here, the decree, that the Fourth Republic must not fail as the benefits of democracy far outstrip regimented leadership. After spending long periods under dictatorships, Poland, Czech Republic, Slovakia, Romania, Bulgaria, Estonia, and Croatia are now stable democracies. Nigeria's atrocious politics should give way to public service-minded upright citizens to stabilize the country and end the culture of do-or-die electoral practices. So, they call on Buhari. Buhari should neutralize all the man-made hurdles of petrol and naira scarcity. Petrol is easing up. He should mobilize the security system immediately to combat Islamic insurgency, banditry, and violent criminals spreading disorder and bloodshed across the land. They then call on INEC and say that INEC must perfect its system before the polls, guarding against saboteurs and external influence, and ensure the integrity of Nigeria's elections. This will deepen democracy, promote stability, and prevent the troubling practice of the courts determining election winners instead of the voters. That is one thing we discussed yesterday at 9, that I just wish that the elections would be determined at the polls.
Right.
And we don't have to go to tribunals and go to Supreme Court and so on and so forth. Mm. The tension will be for some of us.
Right. It's also in the news where Fani Ferry said they were talking to President Buhari to resist any temptation of instituting an interim government. I remember that because of this last story here.
Something tells me that if there's going to be an interim government anyway, I don't think it will be the decision of President Buhari. If there's going to be an interim government, I don't think it will be Buhari's decision.
Mm. Okay. All right. Let's leave it at that. But I'd like to wish people out there who are going cash hunting to please stay safe. I will also appeal to people to exhibit some patience. I know it's hard.
And
people
restraint.
Are frustrated.
Yes.
You know, please be calm. Don't join any unnecessary protest.
Maybe you also need to appeal to people, because they probably hear your voice better than mine, that this idea of going to the bank, taking off your clothes and becoming a complete nuisance is not going to help anybody. And remember that long after this is gone, there'll be photographs of that action. If you're a woman, for example, you stripped yourself naked because of the moment. Your children's children will have that photograph to look at later in life. So let's think about these things.
All right.
Emma Bosho.
I'm too early.
You should have said it in the language you understand. Just stay calm. a month.
It's frustration.
I know.
It's frustration.
But that's, even when you are frustrated, there must be some element of control.
Yeah. All right, then. Let's go. Lagos, thank you so much for joining. Thank you, sir, for joining on the show.
Yes.
We're going to take this break, bring you the news at 8. Then we'll talk some more on the CBN's declaration yesterday that there's not going to be any extension of the deadline, despite the hearing that we're expecting at the Supreme Court today. Stay here. We'll be back.
When I finish downloading this show like this, I will go straight to Tayo's house to eat sweet.
I want to assume that you would run because I want to give the listeners context for the conversation.
In 2019, you were running mate to Atiku Abubakar. What did you learn then that you will not repeat this time?
Yes, when is the president coming out to address us?
There's a few things. One, I have a burden and a passion for young people.
The fact that you have elected a man does not mean then you begin to order him around. The president will do whatever is good for the country at any given time.
Mr. Adesina, isn't the president responsible to the people?
What should the next president do to root out stakeholders who are complicit?
You fire those that need to be fired are fired.
It's looking like a brand new Chelsea, attacking with so much fluidity. And what can you say about that, Martin? I know you follow Chelsea quite closely.
I live close to the Chelsea training ground. That's what you mean by that. I'm not